Good afternoon, everyone. We are here on today's podcast with two kings. Actually, King David has gone back to Lagos. So we are going to be having two kings here, which is King Joseph and King Solomon. King Joseph, how are you doing this afternoon?
All right, King Solomon. I'm doing pretty all right this cold afternoon. It's pretty cold out here in the city of Uyo, the heart of the nation. And I'm happy to be here to, you know, with the great King Solomon to talk about a topic that's pressing, you know, in the contemporary days. And I hope I'm gonna have a nice day here.
Okay, thank you, King Joseph. Thank you, King Joseph. That was a nice introduction. As you said, we have a topic here, a nice topic to discuss, which as people actually want to hear about. So we are going to be going on a short break. We'll be right back. Well, we will rise. We have a reason to pray, and it's a prayer that we will not, this spirit of the Antichrist would not take us down empty-handed. Okay, now today's topic will be on the effect of lockdown on people. We know that this lockdown hasn't been easy. People has lost their jobs. People are hungry. People are going into stealing and all of these things. So I want to give the mic to King Joseph to try and tell us a few things about the effect of this lockdown.
All right. Thank you, King Solomon, for this opportunity. Thank you for having me here once again. Actually, the lockdown has really affected a lot of people negatively, ranging from adults to the children. My reason being that everything is on lockdown. Schools, worship centers, entertainment centers, sporting events. The event that has really affected the world. The whole world has really brought the whole world to a standstill. Like, everything has been locked down. Now, coming to the effect of this lockdown on people, especially the children, as regards to school, it has really affected them badly. Because now, children, they stay at home. they don't, and government came with the online tutor stuff, but I really don't see how that would help the children. I don't see how that will help the children. They play around as they want to. This is really affecting the children. I just hope God will just look here unto, hearken unto the cry of his children, and let this coronavirus issue just disappear into the thin air, so that the lives of the people will go back to normal. People will now regain their jobs back. The children will now go back to school. Just of recent, the students were supposed to write work, but because of lockdown, it was postponed till further notice. Do you know what that means? That means we don't even know when they are going to write the WAEC or the JAMB again. That means people are going to be roaming about the street aimlessly, and just God is just hearken to the cries of the people, because people have really prayed and cried. This has really shook the world. Like, the only disease, we've heard of the cases of Ebola, HIV, Lassa fever, and all that. The Middle East respiratory syndrome and all that. But none has really held the world spellbound like this coronavirus. It affected the whole world. And now everything is on lockdown. So I really hope that God will just look onto the case of the world and just look down on the world and avert this virus from us, so that the lives of the people will go back to normal. Thank you.
Well, that was a really touching speech by King Joseph. Actually, this lockdown, as he said, we hope that God looks at his people, this Christ. God wants us to see the world. God wants us to come to him. God wants us to be with him. That's why all things work together for the good of his people. If you notice, people have been praying and people have been giving their life to Christ like never before, because they know, even they knew, but they did not just want to do it, but they knew that there is a God up in heaven that is standing there. And this lockdown is not a lockdown. This lockdown is a lockup. They are locking us up in our houses. If they want to really find a cure for this disease, why don't they allow us to face the disease? They should allow us to face the disease. They are giving people money to fake news. News is now, we heard in the news everywhere, 33 new cases of coronavirus in almost every nation in the world. So we need to really pray to our God, because that God, he's not just sitting down there. Our prayers has not just gone into the toilet. Our prayers are being put to work. Our faith is being joined together to form one big army. This coronavirus is going to go like Ebola and other diseases, because we know that we have a God up in heaven. So we are one minute to closing this podcast. So I want King Joseph, please, can you give us, to people that are in their houses, what do you expect them to do during this time?
All right, my advice to the people out there is, you know, they say prevention is better than cure. Yeah, there are doubts here and there whether coronavirus is real or not, but my saying, just based on my profession as a public health scientist, and we are always certain that prevention is always better than cure. So I urge everyone out there to just stay put, no panic, just obey the government's laid down rules and regulations concerning the prevention of coronavirus. Use your face mask. If you must go out, use your face mask. use hand sanitizers where it is applicable, use soap and water to wash your hands where it's applicable or where it is provided, and just make sure you stay healthy until this whole coronavirus issue is being is being averted from us. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you, King Joseph. Thank you, everybody, for joining our podcast today. God bless you and God is with you. Stay safe and stay happy. Bye.
Hey everyone, good morning and welcome to the podcast of Two Kings. But today we're having a third person making it Three Kings. Now, it's not that we are kings because our names are named synonymous with people who led offices or held high positions in the Bible, but because we're kings in reality. I'm King David, I'm hanging out with King Solomon. And thirdly, we have King Joseph in the building. Yo, Joe, what up?
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Well, I'm sure they're doing well. Okay, so today we'll be going to be talking about gifts and talent. I mean, we all know when the Bible says catch them young, you have to identify your gift with a talent. And push this one over to King Solomon. King Solomon, you said you're how old again?
I said I was 12 years old.
Okay, 12 years old. Now, would you say you have a talent, and what is your talent?
Yep, I have a talent of dancing. Mm-hmm. I could dance. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in technology. Mm. And just different kinds of things.
Mm. I know at this stage in your life, you could probably do anything, you know. This is where the Bible is most active. It's always active, but it's most active when one says you have a talent for singing, have a talent for dancing, have a talent for drumming, talent for technology, like you said, and dancing. Okay, so Joe's joining us here for the first time. Welcome, Joe. Joe, so far so good. What would you say has been your talent and is your talent?
All right, thank you for the opportunity. So far so good. I've really had this thing for, you know, acting, like going on TV screen and letting everybody know how I feel, like putting my emotions into play and telling everybody that, you know, it's not all about what the world or what your parents want you to be. That you may not find happiness in that. It's all about doing your earnest desire, what you love doing and what you enjoy doing. It's what you enjoy doing that will put food on your table, not what, yeah, it's okay if you they say you I get the degree, and yeah, it's okay, but because degree takes us places, but our talent takes us places that degrees do not. So talent to me is what we can't do without. You can attend your even the highest level of education, but without performing your talent or without putting your talent into practice or into play, that happiness can never be fulfilled.
Okay, so Joseph already had was living up with the food for thought. So talent about expressing yourself, and for Joseph, being an actor, wanting to be an actor is a medium for him to express himself. Now, as a kid, Joseph had already dotted on this point. As a kid, Solomon, would you say you were experiencing challenges with your parents wanting you to be something you really don't want to be? Or are you getting the best of encouragement and love so far? He's silent. He's lost for words. Okay, so I presume King Solomon is getting the best of love and best of expression from parents when it comes to expressing his talent. Or am I saying it wrong? I need to hear your voice on this one. Am I saying you wrong? I'm not. I'm saying you right. That's perfect. Great. So
I'm saying you wrong, brother.
I'm saying you wrong. So come on, King. Say something.
I want to be a footballer. I want to be a musician. And my dad wants me to be an engineer. Okay, fine. I want to be an engineer. I'm going to be an engineer. I like being an engineer because of the part that is possible. But I want to really play ball. Mm. When you see me instructing,
but they're still giving me the love and care that I need. They're actually telling me that when I'm done with doing engineering, that I can go to football, that, so that at least I can have one thing to do after this one. And I think when I'm done playing football, I can go back to engineering.
But that's true. I mean, they say what the child sees standing, the parent will always sit and see because of experience. Life is made up of experiences and our experiences count. So personally, I would say, I mean, if our parents know better, they will do better. So half the time, we probably, growing up as a child, we'll probably have hurt my feelings thinking that they don't like me, they don't want me to do what I want to do. But after, through it all, these things make up experiences. I mean, dotting on what Joseph had said, obviously, if you had gotten all the love as it came in trickles, and you know, you possibly not have this experience that would help you to be a better artist. Because as an actor, you're performing out of experiences. Yeah. You know, even as a footballer, it's out of experiences. You would remember all the times when you probably had snuck out of the house to go play football and you probably got 2 goals, you know, and everybody was hailing you, but you know, you can't come back to tell them in the house because, you know, they know they didn't give you the permission to go play football. Yes, Koboko will be there waiting for you. You know, but so how can we balance pleasing our parents and pleasing ourselves?
Well, that's a very nice but tasky question. You know, there in the African diaspora, you know, in the African region, that word pleasing ourselves, balancing that equation is not really, I don't think it's what plays out here. Because no matter how old you are, your parents still think you are a child. If it were to be outside, that would have been, but here is just, you know, depends on the kind of parents you have. There are parents that are listening to their children, they're listening to their kids, and they are the so Africanic parents that will never ever listen to you, no matter how you please or how you try, even if they follow you. And no.
Okay,
it's just crazy, but you know, everything boils down to dialogue. Just do the best you can. Let them see you excelling in that, your talent. When you excel in it, and they see, even they hear other people praising them because of you, they will definitely give you a go ahead. That's what I have to say.
That's awesome. That's perfect. So we have about 2 minutes and exactly 10 seconds to end the podcast. So, but before we end the podcast, probably might end it early. I'd like us to leave our listeners with one word of challenge, something for them to hold on to. You know, that thing. And I like what Joseph had said earlier on, that it's dialogue that matters, you know, because he said 2 important things. Dialogue matters. You need to sit with your parents and let them know what and what it is, because the world has changed. 10 years ago, things has changed from now. And you know, I mean, way back in secondary school, I couldn't afford a phone until I was SS3, but now I can confidently tell you that I have younger friends, and from JS1 they all have phones and they all have, you know, so it's easy. But we're going to leave with the word of knowledge for everyone, and I'd like you to say something, Solomon, and then Joseph, and then I would end with that. What would you tell our listeners out there?
I'll just say, if you have something to do, go for it.
Go for it. Go for it. How about you, Joseph?
Yeah, my word for the listeners out there is just go for your talent. Just pursue your talent, what you know how to do best, because that's what will make you happy.
Okay, so happiness counts, and your happiness is most paramount. Like I would always tell my friends, you know, when life gets rough, try to get rougher, because if you can beat life at its game, life will always succumb to you. Now, the man who makes success is not the man who quits, it's the man who hits the ground running and seeing the prize and going for it. Okay, we're going to end our podcast a little bit early. It's been a pleasure hanging out with these amazing kings. 2 kings in the building, and today we had 3. My name is David Rio and K.
King Solomon.
And this is King Joe.
We're signing out. Tune into our podcast. We would always make sure we give you the best of songs, the best of music, the best of talk. Mostly the best of talk, because we all want to see you guys excel and do better at life. Have fun, guys, and be the best this week.